The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying, 'You will be made free'?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The Son has a place there forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." This is the gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Today, Lutheran congregations around the world are gathering in sanctuaries, chapels, and cathedrals to celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. 5 centuries ago, Martin Luther, an Augustinian monk and pastor, walked over to the Castle Church in Wittenberg and nailed his 95 theses to the door. This list of grievances pointed to the abuses in the Roman Catholic Church, the only church in that day, the church that controlled politics, economics, government, and religion. In this single act of protest, Luther ignited a storm of reformation that reached all over Europe, lasted for 500 years, and continues still to rage today. Plagued by doubt, fear, depression, and anxiety, and after years of study and prayer, Luther finally discovered in Scripture words of grace, mercy, love, and forgiveness, attributes of God that the church of the day refused to teach her people. Luther discovered a God who is not angry and vengeful, a God who does not wish evil and damnation upon us, but rather a God of love, a God that constantly and consistently reaches out in love, unconditional love, for all of God's children, for all of humanity. 500 years ago, Luther's goal and purpose in the Reformation was to bring Christ to a broken, hurting world. Today, the goal and purpose of the Reformation remains the same. Our chief endeavor, as Luther's hymn states, is to bring Christ, to reveal the face of a forgiving, loving, compassionate God to this broken, hurting world. In the early years of the Reformation, Luther and his colleagues, with the support of Frederick the Wise and all the German princes, convinced the emperor, Charles V, to listen to and ultimately to accept the words of the Augsburg Confession. In those early years of Reformation, the power yielded by the Holy Roman Church was shattered, and Europe became a continent where there existed both a Roman Catholic Church and a Protestant Church. The hammering of the nail in the door of the castle church reverberated all over the world. Martin Luther would not be stopped. The Reformation would not be silenced. After Martin Luther's death, the work of Reformation continued. With the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the church continued to grow and adapt to the needs of a changing world. The church continued to strive to fulfill Luther's goal and purpose of bringing Christ to a broken, hurting world. Centuries after that initial act of protest, and in spite of words of scripture that condone slavery, the church finally spoke a clear word against the depravity of holding another human being in bondage. The church, after years of blindness to slavery, spoke a formidable word against this evil. And even though in a number of places scripture supports slavery, the church, working to bring Christ to a broken, hurting world, worked tirelessly to rid our country of this terrible atrocity. A number of decades later, the church was faced with the issue of civil rights for our African American brothers and sisters. While in our country, the Sunday morning worship hour remains the most segregated hour of the week, the church in the 50s and 60s began to take to heart the words of scripture that proclaim that in Christ all are one. In an effort to bring Christ to a broken, hurting world, the church supported the civil rights movement and worked tirelessly to ensure that every human being, regardless of the color of their skin, was loved and honored and valued and celebrated. In spite of St. Paul's words in Scripture that demand for women to be silent in church, a message that was written for one small, struggling congregation, a message that was never intended to apply to all of Christendom for all time. The LCA, the church body that preceded our beloved ELCA, made the bold and courageous decision in 1970, when I was 1 year old, to begin recognizing gifts for ministry in women, and then to begin celebrating the ordination of women. No longer would God's church refuse to recognize the gifts and graces of both women and men for leadership in the church. The work of reformation to bring Christ to a fractured, broken world was continuing. Both the Old and New Testament declare that divorce is a sin. And for years, the church considered divorce to be a shameful, disgraceful act. But after years of study and prayer and discernment, the church began to see that divorced people, many of whom had suffered greatly in marriages that were broken, were indeed God's beloved, precious children. The condemnation against divorced persons was lifted. God holds all people close to God's heart. The Reformation goal of bringing Christ to a fractured, hurting world continues. In more recent years, the church has struggled with issues of sexuality. The church has said and done atrocious things against our brothers and sisters who are gay, our brothers and sisters who, like all of humanity, are created in the image of God. In 2009, the ELCA made a bold and courageous decision to begin ordaining persons who were in loving, committed same-sex relationships. And then this past spring, our own congregation made the decision to begin celebrating same-sex marriages within our life together. This change in policy is a result of our desire as a reforming church to continue to bring Christ to all people. The work of Reformation began 500 years ago, continues still today. Empowered by the witness of Christ and guided by the Holy Spirit, our church is taking bold and courageous steps to bring Christ to a broken, hurting world. In her book, Searching for Sunday, Rachel Held Evans states, "The church must become a refuge even to its own refugees." Over the centuries, the church as a body of sinful human beings has caused great damage to many in our world. The work of Reformation to bring Christ to a broken, hurting world must begin with the work of bringing these refugees of the faith back to the faith and back to God's church. I just hope that it won't take us another 500 years to do this. The heart of Reformation is this: by God's grace, there is a place in God's church for everybody, a place for you, a place for me, a place for every single one of God's beloved, precious children. And this is good news for you, good news for me, good news for the whole world. Inspired by the witness of Martin Luther and empowered by the gift of the Holy Spirit, may God give us the strength and the wisdom to be humble and bold and courageous in our efforts to continue the work of Reformation, to bring Christ to a broken, hurting world, to make a place in God's church for all of God's children. Amen.